Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephen, Good Day program, 7 after this hour, as we get started having the services of Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler. Here's Ken Kessler. Dun, 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 dun. All right, so the situation with air travel, it's a thing of the day. Remember that old song, Air Travel? Maybe you don't remember that song, but at any rate, it is.
Nice try.
Yeah, I was just playing that on my 8-track yesterday.
Yeah. I just laugh at Jennifer laughing at you.
Yeah, I know, yeah, I know. Yeah, I get it. Okay, well, at any rate, she's a disrespectful little punk kid, and we just put her over there and...
Can I just give you 10 points for calling me a kid?
You are a kid. I've known you since you were a kid.
Yes, you have.
And so, you were, in my mind, you'll probably always be a kid. I'll be around.
And we're hanging out together permanently.
Right. Hanging out together.
Take it. I'll take it.
I had a great conversation with your father yesterday. One of the things I greatly love about and appreciate your father is he is such a fan of yours. I think it's very cool. It really is. It's a cool thing to have a father who feels that strongly about his daughter. Of course, he takes credit.
Look at what I did.
Yeah, look at this. Look at what I created.
Right. He is a very supportive daddy.
Yes, he is.
Sure.
Yep. No, he's a great guy. All right, so anyway.
And who can blame him? He's smart. He's got ears.
Yeah, right. Exactly. He can hear. So, Molly, what happened at Midway Airport yesterday that should give all of us who are getting on an airplane in the next 24 to 48 hours that creeps?
Well, they got very close to each other. It was very cuddly on a runway for a few moments. Mm. Two passenger jets began to take off at the same time on intersecting runways at Chicago's Midway.
Always a problem.
So wait, isn't that like a game of airplane chicken? Mm. It kind of is.
Very much, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the controller, the air traffic controller then started to shout.
Stop!
Out the window.
Exactly.
No, just kidding. Three times. Stop. Right. To avoid the collision. And, it was pretty tricky. It was Tuesday night is when it happened. And flight 3828 to Tulsa, Oklahoma had been cleared to take off and was speeding down the runway. At the same time, an air traffic controller saw Delta Airlines flight 1328 to Atlanta beginning to take off on an intersecting runway without the proper clearance. And so he started to, yell to 1328, stop. And they think maybe the mix-up was just how close the numbers are, 3828 to 1328.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, fortunately...
From now on, there's going to be another test, psychological and physical, and do you have wax in your ears?
Yeah. That'll well, don't they already thing. Give you... I mean, you have to have perfect vision, don't you, to fly?
Well, corrected vision.
You've
got to be able to see the mountain before you crash into it. Yeah.
Right. You've got to. So now you're going to have to hear, too.
Right. All right. Psychological tests all around. Let me just jump back, if I may, for a minute to the shooting in Charleston and the facts of the case. 9 people are dead, and this fellow, a white guy, goes in to shoot up the church. Nobody quite knows yet what the story is with him, what his grievance is. And so I'm sure that Jennifer, on your local Los Angeles program today, one of the things that will come up, and you'll hear it discussed a lot, and it then becomes political, guns, no guns. How does somebody who is this distraught get a hold of guns? Did he buy them legally? If he did, that's one thing. If he got them illegally or through some friends or something, but still it comes around to the access. Almost every day there's something like this, and we have the same conversation over and over and over again, and I don't know how to make this more than what it is. It's another insane person doing something that is completely off the charts. Someone should have known this guy was crazy, unless he was living in a world all unto himself. Those sorts of things we'll find
out. That's my thing, too. There's red flags here, and people just aren't seeing
them. Well, we say the same thing over and over again. It's the same story over and over and over again.
And mental health overhaul.
But anytime someone tries to do that, the NRA stops it.
Well, they don't stop the mental part of it.
No.
What they stop is the changes in how you get a gun. And it seems to me, let me ask the question because I don't want to sound like an ignoramus here. In terms of getting a gun, don't you have to have, when you apply for a permit to buy a gun, some kind of psychological test or exam?
No.
And that's what came down.
What's the test?
It's like an easy gun safety test, I think.
I think the screening part is there's a background check, and if you have anything in your background that shows that you've had any kind of mental disorders or problems, or then okay, you go to round two and see whether you really should be.
But is that being done? Is it being done?
Well, that's what irritates me, is that we have become so politically correct. And that term has been used a lot lately. Jerry Seinfeld was talking about how he can't do comedy at college campuses anymore because we're so politically correct. And mental illness is a huge problem, and nobody wants to wave the flag on it. I mean, especially since a lot of this is happening, and I don't know how old this gentleman was in South Carolina.
How is he?
So it's always... I'm telling you, look at all the cases of who's been shooting them up. It's always a young 20-something male, typically a white male, actually, when they go in and do this.
And a lot of times they have a history of being on some kind of narcotic or some drugs for mental
that they
disorders.
started taking when they were in school and they were
some kind of depression drug.
My suggestion, I've talked to my mom about this. She's retired after 30 years of teaching. My suggestion is to empower the teachers and to let them be able to say something and to flag something when they say something's wrong. My mom said she would never be able to do anything like that for fear of lawsuit or for fear of upsetting people. You can't say, hey, there's a problem here. I think if the parents aren't going to do it, which clearly they are not because they don't want to acknowledge there's something wrong with their kid, we need to have teachers who notice problems going on like this be able to say something.
All right. There's food for thought there. Email to Doug or Ken or Molly or Jennifer or Doug at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day. How'd you like to own a piece of American history? Richie would love to go to Gov Planet, which is part of Iron Planet and the leader in online auctions of government and military surplus. They have auctions taking place every Wednesday at GovPlanet.com. Gov Planet, G-O-V, Gov Planet. You can buy cargo trucks, Humvees, utility vehicles, kitchen trailers, a lot more. I bought a military surplus, they call them a deuce and a half. It's a 10-wheeler, all-wheel drive. They call them, I think they call
deuce
them.
And deuce and a half, is what he was saying.
Right. Yeah. So this is a 10-wheeler, all-wheel drive. I put a manure spreader on the back of this, the body of this truck.
Who doesn't?
I know. Well, but
you know,
the point I'm making
is every man's dream to drive a 10-wheel truck that throws manure everywhere. That is awesome.
Who needs a horn, really? No,
what I should do is get a picture of this, Kenny. We post it on Facebook. Here's my manure truck.
How far can it throw manure?
About 100 feet in either direction.
Oh, Dougie spreads manure in his morning job and in his day job.
Oh, that's the oldest line, Jennifer, please.
Oh, come on,
that
Doug.
Is an
Give
old
me some
line.
Credit.
All right, anyway. So they have trucks like that, Humvees, utility vehicles, kitchen trailers, a lot of things at Gov Planet. And there, all their vehicles that they're selling carry a thorough inspection report so that when you buy one of these vehicles at Gov Planet, you buy it with confidence because all the items are inspected, guaranteed, backed by Iron Planet's ironclad assurance. So, my suggestion to you, if you really want to take advantage of something special, Gov Planet has a huge online Humvee sale taking place next Wednesday, the 24th. You'll find an unparalleled selection of 4x4s, tons of Humvees that have served their time in the battlefield, and now they're located around the country for this special Gov Planet sale taking place next Wednesday. Don't miss Gov Planet's That's Gov, G-O-V, Planet's huge Humvee sale, Wednesday the 24th. You want to preview the items? Now that I've got you all excited, see the photos and you can browse the inventory. Bid on the items that you want directly from your mobile device. Just text in the word Doug to 511-511, D-O-U-G, to 511-511. You register to buy at govplanet.com, and that's free. Just text the word Doug, that's D-O-U-G, to 511-511 to see all of the items in GovPlanet's huge Humvee auction.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, one of the medical experts on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, somebody for whom we have huge respect, talking about appendicitis and how it can be treated according to the latest stories, Ken.
This is big news, Doug. Appendicitis. This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this morning. For more than a century, a surgical procedure called appendectomy has been the standard treatment for inflamed appendix known as appendicitis. The news is that about 80% of people, Doug, treated with antibiotics do not need to have their appendix surgically removed, and those who ultimately do need the surgery are not hurt by waiting. There appears to be two types of appendicitis, one that always requires surgery and a milder form that can be treated with antibiotics. The more serious type of appendicitis can cause the appendix to rupture. Treating this type of appendicitis requires that the appendix be removed. A CT scan can accurately detect which type of appendicitis someone has.
All right. Trans fats in the news this week. And what happens if you are absorbing too much? What? Any is too much, right?
Exactly. This is out of PLOS One Medical Journal this week and the FDA. The FDA has announced that food manufacturers have 3 years to remove artificial trans fats from the nation's food supply. The FDA, Doug, has ruled that partially hydrogenated oils, the major source of trans fats in the American diet, are no longer generally recognized as safe. Trans fats do make food taste better, but they increase the risk of heart attack by increasing the bad LDL cholesterol and decreasing good HDL cholesterol.
All right, let's have an abbreviated version of your story regarding Super Beets and why you like them so much.
Well, the respiratory system brings oxygen and removes carbon dioxide, but the respiratory system actually is not a two-gas system. It's a three-gas system. You need oxygen, you remove the carbon dioxide, but you can't remove the carbon dioxide. You can't deliver the oxygen unless you also have nitric oxide. The red blood cell, which delivers the oxygen, must be bound to nitric oxide in order to make the circulation dilate to deliver the oxygen. And if your body is low in nitric oxide, I don't care how much oxygen there is in the air, you're not going to get it to the tissues and they're not going to work properly. This affects tissues from head to toe. Every possible organ in the body needs oxygen. It needs good circulation. And if you don't have nitric oxide, you're not going to be able to get the oxygen there. You need to measure your own body's nitric oxide. And if it is low, you need to get more nitric oxide. My favorite source is the Super Beets. It's also an excellent source of energy during the day instead of all that caffeine and sugary drinks.
Improve your circulation and your heart health. The heart is going to get all the blood it needs using Super Beets. So are all the organs, your muscles, your brain. Here's how you get it. You call 800-655-4183. Order a 30-day, actually it's a 3-month supply. You get a 30-day supply free with your regular order, and you also get a book that explains beets and all that good stuff. Why what Ken just said makes so much sense. 800-655-4183. Be healthier, get more energy. You'll love Super Beets. 800-655-4183.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You were always on my mind.
Run through the top five songs this week in 1982. Willie Nelson starts us off with one of the great ballads from the country world.
Maybe I didn't hold you.
Had a soft spot in my heart for this song.
Wow, 1982.
I know, isn't it amazing how far back then?
Well, I thought it was early. I thought it was older than that.
Oh, did you?
Never told you.
He was just on point at this point in his career, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Worst concert I've ever seen in my life.
I know, that's what you said.
Well, you guys, garbage, that hunk of garbage guitar that he holds with one string on it sounds like a cat that's being beat.
Yeah.
And his voice.
Were you not loved enough as a child?
Apparently not.
You're all in love. Could you go in there and hold Richie? Yeah. Cuddling.
You were always number five. That was Willie Nelson. Number four belongs to Ray Parker Jr.
Oh yeah.
Wasn't he in the Ghostbusters?
He was the Ghostbusters.
He was.
So where'd this come from? I don't remember. I think I remember this.
Well, he was a singer. He was a soul singer. And just happened to do the Ghostbusters theme. But,
I'm just average.
His song is so great.
The Ghostbusters theme was supposedly a ripoff from Huey Lewis in the News, right?
Yeah.
No, somebody stole somebody else's song?
I know.
Good Lord.
Couldn't happen, Molly. Stop making sense. I'm sorry. I'm a crazy person.
We were the other night at the Barry Manilow concert. All right.
How many stories are we going to get out of this Barry Manilow concert?
Well, okay. So,
when will this concert just die?
Okay, so here's how my mind works. All right?
Yeah.
Trailing through. The Coldplay song, they're using during the, when Dave Cross goes off the set and waiting for Barry Manilow, they're playing a bunch of pop music. And one of the songs they play is Coldplay. And we couldn't either of us remember the title of the song. So Meredith gets out her iPad, her iPhone, and she goes to try to figure out what the lyric lines are.
Sure, yeah.
And so one of the things that came about is the discussion of this is stealing lyrics from other songs, because Coldplay supposedly stole the lyric line from La Vida Loca, or whatever the name of the song was.
Well, Live in La Vida. No.
It was the instrumental version of that song that caused the stir, I think, Richie, as I remember correctly. We made a big deal out of that on the air. And I bet that was, what, 3 or 4 years ago now? How long ago?
At least.
Oh, God. All right. Anyway, Ray Parker Jr., you got the story. Number 4 this week, 1982 in the focus here musically. Toto is number 3. Why are you laughing?
Toto.
What? You don't like it? Let's go to number 2 then, Richie.
I like it. It's fine.
The Human League.
I like this better.
Yeah. It's a good song. Great pop song. Don't You Want Me, Baby?
This is a song that pops up when you go to my dating profile.
Really? Uh-huh. At the NRA Personals website.
Oh, is there one?
I don't know. I'll bet there is. I bet there's a gun site for personal ads. What do you bet?
Oh, there is.
I'm pretty sure
there is. It has to be. Yeah. All right, number 1 this week, 1982, Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder. Not Doug Steffen and Jerry Springer.
I love this song, but I can never listen to it without thinking of Joe Piscopo.
I know.
You are white and I am black.
I have sight, you are blind as a bat.
That's
for the envisioning me and Springer on the stage of a beer hall in Cincinnati doing this to karaoke, man. All right, so the thought of the day today comes from McCartney, Richie. It's his 73rd birthday today.
Oh, good.
You get the argument. Quote, make way for the young kids. Let them make way for themselves. If they're better than me, they'll beat me. Not many people have done that. McCartney's birthday is today, so we celebrate that on a good day, 28 after the hour.
This is a medical minute with Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Can you eat fast food and lose weight? I can't tell you how often I've been asked that question, and it's always with absolute sincerity. Kind of like when a 4-year-old asks, is there a Santa? I have no doubt that there are some out there who have lost weight eating fast food. But there's many, many more by a huge factor who haven't. Having said that, the best single way to lose weight using fast food restaurants is this. Get in your car, drive to the nearest Mickey D's, Taco Bell, KFC, or whatever, and park. Get out of your car. Run around the block to fast food outlets on 3 times as fast as you can. Get back in your car, drive to the next branch, which is not far, they're everywhere, and repeat. Do this 3 times a week and I guarantee you'll lose weight. Actually eating the fast food they serve to lose weight? No, I don't think so. This is a medical minute from Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Sure, going fast is impressive. But performing over the long haul is even more impressive. And for that, there's STP. Each bottle of STP Complete Fuel System Cleaner in your tank helps remove power-robbing deposits to restore performance and keep your engine running better longer. Because greatness isn't just measured in seconds. True greatness is measured in years. STP. In for the long haul.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loan summary.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
This is a Donald Trump free zone. You've heard all the jokes. Done with that, right?
He's my favorite. I won't make any jokes.
Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Ladies First, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. The boys from My Cool Inventions joining us in a few moments. In the meantime, AT&T, according to the story at DougSteffen.com, just got hit with a $100 million fine.
That is so crazy.
A traffic ticket, in a manner of speaking, for AT&T because it's throttling its mobile customers. So 100 mil is, this is basically the argument for net neutrality, isn't it?
Well, this one's not fair because what's happening is that they're trying to give their customers...
Not fair. AT&T's not fair the government's
AT&T's
not fair?
Saying that AT&T is saying to their customers, you get unlimited bandwidth. You get to use the unlimited space, right?
Right, yeah.
And then when they use too much, I don't even know what the number is, but when they use too much, what AT&T deems too much, then they start slowing down their service.
Right.
So net neutrality, I think, is something that is set up so that each website gets equal weight. Each place you go gets equal weight. Right. So now the FCC, who, like... takes care of all the net neutrality stuff.
No, they mess it all up, but go ahead, yeah.
Well, they're the ones that are policing all of it right now, and so they go into AT&T and saying, well, hey, if you're advertising unlimited bandwidth, you can't cap people off at whatever it is and then slow down their service. That's not fair, and I think that's true,
well,
actually.
They're still giving them unlimited bandwidth. They're not just they're not giving it to them at the speed.
Right.
Right.
That's kind of stinky.
Right. It is.
So, I mean, you think you're getting unlimited, and then you're not.
But $100 million.
That's a lot. Well, the FCC's gone bananas with fines.
They got thousands of complaints from the FCC.
So is this an appropriate fine? The Republican members of the commission say it's draconian. Democrats say, yeah, go find them. Let's
how
get
does
some
a company
more.
Like that absorb 100 million? You know what they do?
I know.
They pass it on to the consumer.
Right.
So really what the government has done is raised prices for all AT&T customers of which I am one.
Not fair. If you say, if I go in and I sign up with one of these companies and they say, okay, you get unlimited data, and then I use it, and I use it to a certain point, and then all of a sudden it gets so slow that I can't use it, which is called data throttling.
Time for my cool inventions on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Richie, hit that button, please. Thank you. Just in time. All right, here they are. John Creamans and Akos Jankura. I say they. John, if Akos isn't there, just make up another voice.
Yeah. Well, it's me and... Hey, everybody. Problem? I've got a solution. I don't know.
That's pretty funny.
I mean, well, because when he does this, well, you know, because every once in a while he'll do a spot or something.
Right.
But his big thing is problem, right? So right. I always go
problem. You know what? We could have Molly fill in for him because they both say oot and a boot the same way.
Yes. There we go.
So, Molly, you can be Akos today. How's that?
Okay. I'm Akos.
Okay. So, how do you sound?
Akos, you look so much better.
Yeah. I'm down with it.
You're down with it?
Nice.
Really? All right. So, the point.
At least you shaved today.
Well, so you think.
Well.
Okay. So we're here to present opportunity for those who would like to take advantage of this opportunity. You can go to My Cool Inventions and you can submit your idea for a new business, a new invention, a new idea, but this is a product, perhaps. We've had three good products so far this week. The Garage Skins thing, he got an 87% thumbs up from you and the audience, so that's a good sign. The fellow Brock Kachinka, I got his name right, did okay with that cell phone cord, but I don't think it didn't sort of ring a bell. How did Anthony Carey do yesterday?
Oh, really good, actually. 94%.
He did really well?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Holy cow.
Jackie.
No, for heaven's sake.
Keep the grammar
early
please.
In the morning.
Hi,
I only had 2 cups of coffee.
That doesn't make a difference. You want to set a good example. You don't want kids to make fun of you. You don't want people to make fun of your kids in school. Your father doesn't know the difference between good and well.
Yeah, because I always got that on the
right. I'll bet you never said that on television.
No, I made up all kinds of words on television.
Did you really? What was the best one you ever made up?
I mean, I can't even think off the top of my head. Huh. But I would put words together, and they just completely would not.
Well, I do that all the time. I get paid by the words, so I put two words together.
But most people aren't listening as intent, or actually as...
intently?
Intently. No.
Just stop talking, John.
What did I tell you? My mouth is not working today.
Now you're doing a fine job. You sound terrific, in fact.
Well. You're doing a fine job. The next thing that comes out of your mouth, I'm going to critique.
No, I'll say that for you.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. All right. Tiffany Ward is going to join us in a moment. Yeah. She has a new kind of a towel. What's the story with this?
It's kind of like, if you've seen Bedazzling, right, with all the sparkles.
Yes, I've seen Bedazzling.
All right. Well, how about imagine a beach towel that has Bedazzling on it?
That would hurt.
Please explain what Bedazzle is for those of us who don't know.
Well, you've seen the AT&T commercial recently, they're talking about the Bedazzling.
And it's basically put rhinestones into clothing, correct?
Yeah, rhinestones and other kinds of like gym, faux gems anyway.
Faux gems.
John, come on. What? You can talk knowledgeably about a garage door cover. We got to talk about it, sparkles.
I don't have anything that
Why
sparkles.
Why do I get the feeling Jen has a bedazzler?
I do. It's pink and plastic, and you stick the rhinestones down, and it's like a stapler. Did you like that sound effect I made for you? It's
very
like a
nice.
Stapler for rhinestones, gemstones, and it's fun.
So wouldn't that hurt
on a
beach
towel?
Do
you have any idea what they're talking about?
Who cares?
I do. I have a daughter.
You can see it on baseball caps. They'll put it on T-shirts.
Lots of women do shirts and jeans.
So
and
really quickly, there's a new book going around that talks about getting clutter out of your life, and you're supposed to touch everything in your house. And if it doesn't bring you joy, you get rid of it, and that includes your clothes. And so my mom said, "So what brings you joy?" I said, "Sequins."
Here's what I want to know from Jennifer. Have you ever bedazzled any of your undergarments?
My undergarments?
Yes.
Oh, gosh, no.
Oh, okay.
No. Well, you didn't ask Molly.
I mean, that would
Why
hurt.
Why didn't you ask Molly that?
I'm not a bedazzler kind of girl.
Yeah, she's not.
I enjoy it on others.
All right, what about Kenny? Is Kenny bedazzled his underwear?
No, but I'm just trying to figure out just what happened here.
Don't try.
See, you go to sleep, and what happens? I mean, the whole thing is heck right there.
All right, so let's bring Tiffany on. She's probably wondering what the heck she's doing associated with us in the first place. And figure out what she has for us, John.
All right, Tiffany, welcome to Good Day and Michael Vigins Radio. We're glad you're with us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, so Tiffany, I'm trying speaking, to...
Come back and check with us in 5 minutes and see how I appear.
I can already tell Tiffany's my girl keep the castle thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and you know what? I'm so happy you're on because I let you know they're not just any ordinary rhinestones.
There we go. Okay, so Tiffany, I tried to describe it. I just wasn't good at it.
You failed miserably.
I failed miserably on this one. So Tiffany, tell everyone listening today what the... Dream Rocks Beach Towel is all about.
Well, we have two levels of the beach towels. Actually, there's three. You can just buy the luxury, solid beach towel, no bling at all, but there's no rock star in that. Or you can just buy the glitter, bedazzled. It's clean, nice flat back Swarovski crystals. Swarovski, the nice, shiny, bright, small ones. Yeah.
So they don't hurt.
Hold on just a second. Wait. How do you, if you put these all this bling on these towels and you're trying to dry your back, how are you going to keep yourself from cutting a hole in your back with all this stuff on the towel?
It's worth the risk.
The other side of the towel is 100% premium cotton, terry velour, luxurious fabric, so it is functional.
Yeah. Oh, so you don't really feel the studs or the...
No, it's actually on the other side. You don't feel it at all.
Yeah. One side is the towel and the other side is the bling.
It's very cool. I mean, I would imagine these being any of the theme parks, any of the water parks.
Exactly. We're actually on to that.
Tiffany, let's hear. I'd love to hear your pitch, and then I'm sure we've all got questions that we want to ask you here. So here's what we do, and those of you listening...
Don't be so sure of that, John.
But, yeah, okay. Go to michaelinventions.com. Get the vote tab. You can actually vote there, or you can text to vote. Pull over. Don't text and drive, but text to the number 22333 and put thumbs up or thumbs down. So, Tiffany, if you're ready.
I am ready.
Let's do this.
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
DreamRocks.com. Celebrity rock style tiles. A dream rock shines bright like a diamond. Take a second. Gently close your eyes. Imagine going to your favorite artist's concert. They are dripping with sweat as they are performing their greatest hits on stage. The artist interrupts the crowd, putting on an old, stained, milky white towel to wipe his head of sweat. There's no rock style in that. Solution? A dream rock celebrity rock style tiles. It has glistening glam, blinks fabulously on stage. Looks cool on camera, under light, and yes, they are functional. The crowd loves the celebrity rock style tiles. It blings up the stage, brightens up the night, and they can afford one too, starting at $18. Want more? Ladies, close your eyes. Imagine yourself. Men, imagine a beautiful woman stepping out of the clear blue water onto the pool deck of the bright white sand, and she reaches for her amazingly sparkling, blinged out, a dream rock celebrity rock style.
100%.
Wow, it's like glistening glam. The sun catches every sparkle. You are the celebrity on the beach or the poolside.
100%.
A dream rock now has rock style swimsuit.
That's all right. She's still got
100%. Do you want to be best friends with me?
Be ours.
You know, I'm listening to this and I'm thinking how much of this could have been appropriate for the Barry Manilow concert I went to the other night.
You could have thrown him a bling down.
Bling. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Right, John. Tiffany, good job. Great job. Absolutely
thank
great
you.
Job.
The price is too cheap. It's got to be $19.95 at least.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, not even more. And you might even be able to, because I know that when we buy, or when Kelly, my wife buys anything that has like bedazzling stuff or sparkles on it, it's always a lot more expensive.
So it really
premium,
is.
If you have a premium thick towel, I'd go $29.
Especially
no, the actually the beach towels are $55. The hand towels for the the celebrity
hand towels are $19. Okay.
We have towels for $18. The hand towels are $24, and the beach towels are starting at $40. And if you want it really bedazzled, you hear me, girl, really bedazzled.
I do.
You can get it. Yeah, you can get it for $55.
Wow, that's not bad.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Good, Tiffany. Great job on the pitch. I mean, I loved
thank
your
you.
I loved your punctuation. I loved everything about it.
Thank you. This is great for ladies going to vacations, resorts, looking fabulous after their honeymoon, just great.
I can already write the infomercial right now. I know exactly the scenes and the shots I would have in that coming out.
Perfect.
Yeah, you did great. Now, if you'd like to vote for Tiffany and the Dream Rocks beach towel, by all means, go to mycoolinventions.com. You can vote there by hitting the vote tab, or just call, text a vote. Text 22333 in your smartphone and put thumbs up or thumbs down.
All right. Good luck to you, Tiffany. John Creamans joining us here from My Cool Inventions. Vote for this lady. This is good. This is good. We've had some good people on this week. Check them all out at mycoolinventions.com. 46 past the hour now on Good Day.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press pause. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You've got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of Choice Hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
It's that time of year when young people across the country don their cap and gown and take that final step into the real world. So how do they and others feel about the future? The latest Allstate National Journal Heartland Monitor poll looked into the priorities and challenges facing young people just starting out. Allstate Executive Vice President of Marketing, Innovation, and Corporate Relations, Sanjay Gupta.
4 out of 5 older Americans believe that the younger generation faces more challenges than what they did when they were starting out in their career. And that is borne out by the fact that nearly 45% of the younger generation is carrying student loan debt, for example. And that in turn affects them when they look at things like having kids, getting married, or buying a home for that matter.
Still, the poll found young people are not only optimistic, but increasingly community-minded. Allstate has been working to encourage this desire to give back. Earlier this year, they launched the Renewal Awards, which seeks to support local innovators who are improving their communities. Winners will receive a $10,000 grant from Allstate. For more, go to heartlandmonitor.com.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $200 on select laptops.
Offer ends 6/27/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
11 before the hour, Doug Steffens. Good Day program. Richie and Kenny and Molly and Jennifer with a story about three really bad people working for the post office department. Mall.
They played the Grinch during Christmas. They stole laptop computers, a toy train, boots, other gifts that were destined for underprivileged children. They rigged the Operation Santa program. Basically, this happened in Manhattan, where the movie Miracle on 34th Street was inspired. So the federal charges include conspiracy and mail fraud. They wrote fake letters to fraudulently obtain all of these things and replaced underprivileged kids' addresses with their own addresses so that people thought they were sending these things to kids for Christmas. Uh-huh. And these three postal workers were getting all the...
So they just got indicted yesterday, apparently, by the feds. It took them this long. This is the last Christmas. This is going on a couple of Christmases, it looks like.
2013. Holiday stuff.
Penalty.
Yeah, send them to the deaths, to the electric chair. Nothing's bad enough for them.
Well, they've been nabbed. That's good.
Right. Sounds like it would be an episode of Dick Tracy, doesn't it? Dick Tracy gets these three postal orders, of course. Not even, we'll have Christmas in July, Richie, next month, right?
Sure.
I'll make sure
it's always fun.
Yeah. Can you imagine we're halfway through to Christmas? Can you believe that?
Man, the closer you get to the finish line.
Oh, stop. 51 after on Good Day.
Here it comes. Jump in, cover up your head,
because Santa Claus comes tonight. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Live and let die.
Place today because McCartney is 73 years old, so celebrating with lots of different McCartney music. Here he is with Wings and the theme from the James Bond movie Live and Let Die. This is a 70s movie.
He must use about $100,000 of explosives when he does this song live on stage. It's a fireworks show that you can't even begin to imagine.
It's so cool.
Wow.
All right, so McCartney and Live and Let Die get started. Movie music here on Movie Moments. Now it's time for you to have a spin around the luck department. 888-302-3684 is the appropriate number to qualify for our drawing for a weekend at the Sindara Spa in Madison, Wisconsin. Get all of your transportation there and to there and back and forth, and great food. And what you go there for is to get the spa treatments. You will love it. So if you want to qualify for that drawing to be held on July 3rd, listen to these three clips and see if you can be the first one in at 888-302-DOUG to identify the movie. Here we go, Richie.
My problem is I got a 50-year-old lust and a 3-year-old dinky.
I don't know it.
Are we talking about him before? Is that the same voice as we were? Kenny?
No.
Okay. No. Sounds a little low. Like, all right, next clip.
Don't tell me you lost your sense of humor already.
888. No, this is going to be, I think this is going to be tough.
This is hard.
888-302-3684. If you know the movie, let's try one more clip.
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. Va, 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 room.
Yes. How many times have you used that line, Jen?
A lot.
Ba 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 boom. 888-302-3684. So we'll get the answer to our movie quiz, qualify somebody for the drawing, have some movie news, and historical perspective on some movies. Trucker's off today, so that job will be all of RN, and we'll get to it in a moment here on Good Day.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
All right, let's see if we can answer, first of all, who or what the movie title is. Let's go to Martin in Kingman, Arizona. Martin, welcome to Good Day, sir. How are you doing?
Morning, Doug. How are you guys doing?
Well, I think we're doing well. You didn't answer. My mother said, never answer a question with a question. You did not tell us how you were doing. You asked us how we were doing, and we're doing fine, but we're more curious to know how you are doing.
I'm great.
Good. And you'll be even greater in a moment because you have the correct Amundo answer. What's the name of the movie?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
And which of the clues gave it away for you?
The first one, actually, the baby.
Really?
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, he's being pushed around in the buggy with the lady. Yep.
Sir, you need to get a life. You realize that, right?
Oh, look at him alone.
Okay.
You grew up with it, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay. So you'll be entitled to our drawing for the spa package. So stand by for a second, and Kara will get all the information on you. Thank you very much. Nice to talk with you. To speak with you. I was going to say speak, talk, both of those things. All right. So the celebration of movies that debuted on this date, An Ideal Husband with Cate Blanchett, Minnie Driver, Rupert Everett, Julianne Moore, on this date, 1999. Do we remember that movie? I seem to remember. Yeah, do you remember, Kenny? Yes, no?
No.
Hmm. But they're good stars in it. How come we didn't remember the story? All right, so the other movie that came out on that date, The General's Daughter, John Travolta.
Really good movie.
Madeline Stowe, James Cromwell, Timothy Hutton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clarence William III, James Wood. And Tarzan, featuring Tony Goldwyn. Did he play Tarzan? He's the president in Scandal. Was he Tarzan? Many drivers in that one, too. Glenn Close. Rosie O'Donnell. She played Tarzan.
Nice loincloth.
Yeah, really. All right. So there it is. Chuck Herr probably back tomorrow because we've got some good movies coming out this weekend, I think. Also, the debut of Batman Forever with Val Kilmer on this date, 1995, Richie.
Yay.
That was the beginning of the series, I think, wasn't it?
Nope. Michael Keaton.
No. Tommy Lee Jones was two-faced.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.